good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions, including ATL FM Cape Coast, Might FM Tamale, Bewa Radio Yendian, and Kiligi FM Boliget Radio TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. This morning, John Mahama's free academic fee for first-year university students continues to face stiff opposition from the stakeholders in the education sector questioning how it will be funded.
I have a little problem with this, free that, free that. And sometimes we even say free without knowing how we're going to get money to pay for it.
I mean, when you check the mathematics, you want to pay for these people. Come on, it's so expensive.
But the NDC flag bearer has been defending the policy for the first time university students, indicating a reduction in government's wasteful expenditure could cover the cost.
One cabinet retreat at the presidency, it costs almost 5 million Ghana cedis. There is so much waste in the system. Office of President budget alone, you'll be able to cut to raise enough money.
Well, stay around for details. We have that and in business.
KPMG pushes for swift implementation of approved tax measures in 2024 budget to help deal with revenue mobilization challenges. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And much later, renounce your Canadian citizenship or risk being approved. That's the warning from the minority in parliament to one of President Akufo-Addo's judge nominees to the Supreme Court. We have more on these coming up with me, Mamiyesi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. NDC flag bearer John Mahama has revealed the estimated cost of covering the academic fees for first-year university students. Some have questioned the feasibility of this promise, arguing that it could strain the country's limited resources. But there's been stiff opposition against this policy. Listen to Director of Academic Quality Assurance at the University of Ghana, Professor Daniel Kwabena-Turefo.
I have a little problem with this, free that, free that. And sometimes we even say free without knowing how we're going to get money to pay for it, okay? Generally, what is happening is that we do have an overproduction of graduates who are not getting jobs to do, right? And they are all loitering in the house, doing nothing, be a burden to some extent on their parents. I would rather suggest that the government focus more on putting resources in areas that would generate employment for students and for the parents.
Well, even students at the University of Ghana doubt that the policy could be implemented.
University education, some people, some courses like pharmacy, unless they pay about 9,000 and above. And I mean, when you check the mathematics, you want to pay for these people. Come on, it's so expensive. University education, I mean, I think that personally, something is just something to lure the people for them to get their vote.
He is targeting the whole fresh year student population. I don't really believe it's going to be sustainable. I don't think the country is in a state to support that system.
Generally, I think that Mohammed's plan is just a step to feed into the desperation of Ghanaians, because now we feel like free education has been very instrumental.
But speaking at the youth town hall meeting at Ho Technical University, John Mahama responded to these concerns, pointing out that wasteful government expenditures would be redirected to fund this initiative.
At the presidency, one cabinet retreat, it costs almost 5 million Ghana cedis for a cabinet retreat. There is so much waste in the system. Office of President budget alone, you'll be able to cut to raise enough money for all level 100 students. Big office of the president, you know the budget, 2 billion cedis every year. It's even now that IMF has come, they've cut it down. At a point, it used to be 3 point something billion cedis every year. And you say, we can't find 270 million cedis to ease the fee stress of our students who are coming first year into university.
John Mahama's NDC flag bearer still in politics. The NDC and the NPP are sharply divided over concerns raised by the Catholic Bishop Conference about the heightened political tension in the country and the need to avoid intemperate language on campaign platforms. The Catholic Bishops Conference President, Most Reverend Matthew Jinfi, expressed worry about intemperate language and the party's refusal to dialogue on peace ahead of the election.
We invited them, they did not come for the meeting. What I'm saying, they should respect Ghanaians, and they should realize that be smart and intelligent enough and they should not think that by just saying anything, Ghanaians will fall for that. They are very few and they cannot hold all of us Ghanaians to ransom. Why is it that you want to lead and you are asking us to vote for you? And you use language also to incite us so that in case you win or do not win, you cause us to harm ourselves.
But the NPP's Deputy General Secretary, Harinai Mohammed, disagrees that their members use intemperate language.
Since when have we ceased to ask our traditional leaders, pastors, to pray for us to win elections? Since when has politicians stopped moving from village to village, community to community, hamlet to hamlet, to hammer on your work to the people? And when you say you are willing to do whatever it takes to win an election.
Well, we can now listen to Deputy General Secretary of the Opposition, NDC, Mustapha Bande, who disagrees.
Brother Champon, this is the third time he's made that statement. And we think that that statement has a lot of substance. For us, it's an affront to our democracy. For us, it is dismissive of peace accord. The NDC is having scars of abuse, scars of maltreatment. Nine people have died only to make President Akufo-Addo a president. Till today, there have not been any investigation on these people. So when we hear such commentaries, it doesn't just ignite pain, it also goes to insult our tolerance.
Okay. NDC Deputy General Secretary Mustapha Bande there. Now to Parliament. The minority wants one of President Akufo-Addo's nominees to the Supreme Court, Professor Richard Frimpong-Opon, to renounce his Canadian citizenship or lose their approval. Now the minority raised the concerns at the vetting of the two new Supreme Court nominees, Justice Sufia Benascoessa and Professor Richard Frimpong-Opon, who holds a Ghanaian-Canadian dual citizenship and could become the first person to sit on Ghana's Supreme Court with that, at least since 1993. The minority insists being a dual citizen disqualifies him to be a Supreme Court judge. Listen to Emmanuel Amakofibua.
How do we freely, honestly, what do you do this to ourselves? That a guy cannot serve parliament for 4 years because he's a Canadian, but another guy can serve the Supreme Court for 30 years? Please.
Emmanuel Amakofibua is minority deputy leader. Meanwhile, minority in parliament have been raising questions about the number of judges President Akufo-Addo is appointing to the court, labeling the process as unconstitutional. Now, civil society organizations in the WASH sector have vowed to hold all political parties accountable, demanding that policies become integral to their manifestos. They're pushing for the creation of a national sanitation authority and urging the Ministry of Local Government to take over WASH responsibilities. There's more on this report by my colleague.
Sanitation and hygiene are critical in Ghana, especially as climate change worsens water scarcity, flooding, and sanitation issues. At the dialogue, some political parties presented their vision for the WASH sector. The MPP, represented by Engineer Kwabena Kokofu, says they are looking to increase funding to the WASH sector.
There is a need to increase public spending on sustainable WASH delivery.
The NDC says they will make sure to complete all outstanding projects and increase rural access to WASH facilities.
The total urban water supply coverage was around 56.5%.
The Movement for Change is talking tough. Courage Nobi is the Deputy Director of Policy.
Within 2 years, Alan Tremartin promises to eliminate galamsey from Ghana.
But the CSO have demands of their own. Head of Strategy, Policy and Campaign at Water Aid, Ibrahim Musa, says they are pushing for a national sanitation authority.
Then that authority can have very clear defined relationship with institutions such as Institute of Engineers and what have you.
Now, there are five auditions of Big Chef Tertiary Season 2 at Takoradi Technical University, concluded with a blend of creativity and some truly memorable dishes. Now, there's more in the following report.
Contestants from Takoradi Technical University brought their best to the table, showcasing a wide range of culinary skills and techniques. Contestants were tasked to prepare a two-course meal within 30 minutes. The judges faced a tough challenge as they evaluated the dishes based on taste, creativity and presentation. At the end of the day, the All Boys team, Team Kings, were chosen to represent Takoradi Technical University in the main competition.
We are privileged to announce the winner of this season, and the winners are the men.
And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joe 99.7 FM. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.